Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture. And what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up. And then, if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormer concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, live and feeder cattle futures should open the holiday shortened week moderately higher this morning. Supported by constructive on-feed news and the premium status of recent feedlot sales, hog contracts likely to open on a mixed basis thanks to short covering and light bull spreading. And now we're looking at about three short business days before Thanksgiving, and it's a good bet the cattle buyers and sellers will try hard to complete trading chores by Wednesday. Yet today should remain typically slow with activity involving little more than, well, the distribution of new show lists. The cash hog trade seems set to open with bids steady to a dollar lower than Friday. While we're clearly closer to the end of the huge fall run than the beginning, slaughter numbers could easily remain historically larger for another 2 or 3 weeks. Given last week's monster kill of 2.53 million head, it will be interesting to see if and how well pork demand holds up through the balance of the fourth quarter. Now, the corn, soybeans, and wheat closed with modest gains on Friday to put all three crops higher for the week. Soybeans were helped by another sale to China, the fourth sale of the week, while dry forecasts for the plains may be behind wheat's rise. Winter wheat markets finished higher for the day and week as dry weather was forecast this week for the central and southern plains. USDA said, and the National Weather Service says 25% of the winter wheat is in a drought area. Much of that 25% was in the soft red winter area of the southeast. Corn closed 3.5 cents higher on Friday in nearby months to put December past chart resistance near $3.43, which is the convergence of the 50 and 100-day moving averages. Harvest is nearly done, so attention has been on demand. Weekly export sales on Thursday were better than expected at 65.4 million bushels. The soybeans advanced on Friday, helped by the China sale, to move January past chart resistance at the 100 and 200-day moving averages. Soybeans at China's Dalian market had minor gains on Friday, but remained sharply lower for the week. We'll check your futures in just a moment.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at SuperiorLivestock.com.
Well, at the close, December live cattle was up 10 cents at 108.32. February was up a nickel at 108.85. January feeder cattle up 5 cents at 124.97. The March was down 25 cents at 120.77. December hogs up 35 cents, 47.80. And February was up about down about 5 cents at 54.17. On the grains, Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 5 cents at 413 and 3 quarters Friday. March was up 5 and a quarter at 431. Chicago wheat, December up 5 cents at 408. The March was up 5 and a quarter at 425 and a quarter cents. December corn up 3.5 at 345 and a half. March was up 3 and 3 quarters at 353 and a half. January soybeans up 4 and a quarter at 993 and 3 quarters. March up 3 and 3 quarters at 1002 and a quarter. December cotton down 4 cents at 73.36. March up 3 at 72.35. And December crude oil up 92 at 46.61. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.